Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. September 18th, morning. Two vital points. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. The two most vital and important points to Christians in their holy lives are the life and the walk of faith. If we properly understand these, we are not far from being a master in Christian experience. You will never find true faith without finding true godliness. You will never discover a truly holy life that does not have for its root a living faith on the righteousness of Christ. Woe to those who seek one without the other. There are some who try to cultivate faith and forget holiness. They may be very high in orthodoxy, but they will be deep in condemnation if they hold the truth in unrighteousness. Then there are others who have strained after holiness of life, only to have denied the faith. They are like the Pharisees of whom the Master said, "You are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead bones and all uncleanness." Matthew 23:27. We must have faith, for this is the foundation. We must have holiness, for this is the superstructure. Do not seek a holy life without faith, for that would be to erect a house that cannot offer permanent shelter because it has no foundation on a rock. Let faith and life be put together, and like the two abutments of an arch, they will make your holiness enduring. Like light and heat streaming from the same sun, both are full of blessing. Like the two pillars of the temple, both are for glory and beauty. They are two streams from the fountain of grace, two lamps lit with holy fire, two olive trees watered by heavenly care. O Lord, today, give us life within, and it will outwardly reveal itself to your glory. Amen. September 18th, evening. Our leader. And they follow me. John chapter 10, verse 27. We should follow our Lord as unhesitatingly as sheep follow their shepherd. He has a right to lead us wherever he pleases, for we are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 7:23. Let us recognize the rights of redeeming blood. The soldier follows the captain. The servant obeys the master. How much more should we follow our Redeemer who purchased us with his own blood? We are not true to our profession of being Christians if we question the bidding of our leader and commander. Submission is our duty. Raising trivial objections is our folly. Often, our Lord could say to us, as he did to Peter, "What is that to you? You follow me." John 21:22. Wherever Jesus leads, he goes before us. If we do not know where to go, we know with whom we go. With such a companion, Who can dread the perils of the road? The journey may be long, but his everlasting arms will carry us to the end. We should follow Christ in simplicity and faith, because the paths in which he leads us all end in glory and immortality. It is true that they may not be smooth paths. They may be covered with sharp, flinty trials, but they lead to the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11:10. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. Psalm 25:10. Let us put full trust in our leader. Come what may, prosperity or adversity, sickness or health, popularity or contempt, we know that his purpose will be worked out, and that his purpose is pure and unmingled good to every heir of mercy. We will find it sweet to go up the bleak side of the hill with Christ. When rain and snow blow, his dear love will make us far more blessed than those who sit at home and warm their hands at the world's fire. Jesus, draw us, and we will run after you. Amen.